I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb attack that ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan. Preliminary reports say at least 95 people have been killed, more than 163 others wounded. This comes a week after five heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers stormed Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel in a highly secured part of the city and killed at least 22 people. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will expand Ankara's military operation in a Kurdish enclave in Syria. He has said this before and is reemphasizing it. He says the goal is to flush out fighters, as he says they're linked to a Kurdish terror group there. He has criticized the United States for its support of those Kurdish forces there. The Pentagon has described the Kurdish operation in Afrin as unhelpful and possibly damaging the effort to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula and address Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat.
The Kim regime is a threat to the entire world. It's an international problem that requires an international solution. Our response to this threat remains diplomacy-led, backed up with military options available to ensure that our diplomats are understood to be speaking from a position of strength.
And Mattis's statement comes as North and South Korea engage in talks about next month's Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. North Korea has agreed to send a delegation to those games. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, a supporter of Myanmar's pro-democracy movement, resigned from a panel set up by Aung San Suu Kyi to help implement recommendations for long-term solutions to the Rakhine crisis. Richardson told VOA via Skype that his longtime relationship with Aung San Suu Kyi deteriorated during his time on the panel as they disagreed on many things.
That showed me that she wasn't interested in frank advice. And this is after 30 years of a very strong friendship where we've worked together for democracy. That has obviously been shattered by my resignation.
More than 680,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh, joining more than 85,000 displaced in a crackdown the previous year in Rakhine State. The world marks Holocaust Remembrance Day Saturday, the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz Nazi death camp in 1945. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington hosted officials from around the world to remember that genocide. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he supports President Donald Trump's newly announced immigration reform proposal. Sessions said during a speech that a merit-based immigration system would be in the U.S. national interest. Asked about the president's proposals, high-ranking Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner said they're extreme.
Listen, I'm for smart, increased border security. But the president's proposal, and the only thing I can maybe say is this is the Donald Trump style of negotiating. Start with some way outrageous position and then move into the center. But I'm not sure he moved the ball forward with his actions.
And the White House on Thursday released the details of its framework on immigration reform and border security 4 days earlier than had been scheduled, saying it's a framework for compromise. New Zealand has joined a small and exclusive club of space-faring nations.
The company hopes to begin commercial launches next year. Peter Beck is the founder and chief executive of Rocket Lab.
Think of Rocket Lab as a glorified freight company. What we're doing is we're taking spacecraft and placing them on orbit to provide services down on Earth. So people don't realize how much they rely on space infrastructure, things like GPS, satellite television. It's all coming from space. And these two particular satellites, they were weather satellites providing weather services and Earth observation.
The New Zealand Space Agency says the successful launch would boost the country's presence in the international space industry. The government agency wants global companies to manufacture satellites and rockets in New Zealand.
That is Phil Mercer reporting for VOA in Sydney. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.